Spacegram 2. Come check.
Houston Station on 2. That was amazing and has absolutely made our morning.
Well, you're very welcome. I have fun with these as well.
I
did hear that Paycom sang to you on Christmas Eve. And I'm not going to lie, I went and found it, and her voice was delightful. But I hope my lyrics can, you know, at least make me even with her now that there seems to be singing competition.
Fiona, your voice is indeed delightful, and we got a double feature today, so that was awesome. But speaking of being able to listen to, we were wondering if you could save a copy of those two songs so that we have them for post-flight. Or someday when we're feeling lonely or missing our friends in space, you know, in the space program at MCC, we could, like, play your voice and make us all happy again. This was a great memory. And also, if you happen to have Paycom's MP3 also, then we'll take that one, too, if you have it handy. If not, we can find all this stuff afterwards. But thank you so much. You brightened our day and brightened our mission. Thank you. I'll have to go fit into the spacesuit.
Mike, absolutely. Super easy to grab mine and Paycom's.
Station Houston on Spaceground 2 for a little ATU troubleshooting.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, so back to business. given that we did not hear you on Spaceground 3 and 4 from the lab aft ATU, but you heard us, can you try to give us a call on Spaceground 3 from a different ATU?
Copy that. Xena is about to try from the lab, or from the Node 2 ATU to see if that works.
Standing by.
Houston Station 2 for sensors and Adlink.
Houston's here.
Hey, just to make sure that I am chasing the correct cable spaghetti, do you have a serial number for whatever units you think might be the issue?
Copy, Dina, checking.
And a precise location would also be super helpful if you saw something in photos.
Okay, copy. Give us a few minutes to get you the serial number of the Adlink Mini PC and also of the 13-port USB hub.
Copy, and thank you. Houston Station, on behalf of Chris, the upper aft switch 2 power is off in Dragon. Orbit Dragon.
Copy. Thanks for the report.
Houston Station 2 for imagery transfer tool.
Go ahead, Xena.
Yeah, I noticed on a couple of SSCs yesterday and today, the imagery transfer tool isn't functioning properly. I've noticed this especially on SSC-25 and SSC-4, and intermittently yesterday, SSC-7. The USB reader is functioning normally. I can access the contents of the EF card just fine. The icon for imagery transfer tool is in the bottom right. And if I go to open a new imagery transfer tool, it says an instance is already running. I've tried things like ending that task in Task Manager. I've tried restarting the SSC. I've tried multiple USB hubs. I'm wondering if you have any other suggestions.
Copy, Alzina. You have tried everything that we can think of offhand for now, so we'll pass on your information and your fantastic troubleshooting to the daytime Pluto. While I have you, though, I do have an answer for the Node 3 questions you had to troubleshoot that data cable. When you're ready to copy.
Wait one sec. I'll get back in Node 3, and then I'll be ready to copy.
Sounds good.
Houston Station 2, ready to copy.
All right, 15 seconds to a handover. The equipment is in the Node 3 aft overhead area of Bay 3 or 4, and I'll get you serial numbers on the other side. And Station Houston, back with you on Spaceground 2.
With you on 2.
All right, so in the Node 3 aft overhead area of Bay 3 or 4, you should be able to find the Adlink Mini PC serial number 1006, and the 13-port USB hub is serial number 1002. And if it helps, I have a procedure with pictures if you'd like that.
Okay, no need for pictures. We're taking a look at it right now, and Chris actually noticed on that USB port, all of the LEDs are blinking at about 1 hertz, and then chasing that power data cable back to inverter 1041. If you look at the brick on the power data cable itself, that also has a single green flashing LED, also blinking at about 1 hertz.
Okay, copy all.
So we can try wiggling some stuff, maybe also worth power cycling J2 on inverter 1041.
Copy, we are discussing. Okay, back with you, Zena. We will take up your offer of wiggling some cables if you're willing, and we'll also take your assessment on if you think the data connection between the Alink Mini PC and the 13-port USB hub could have some side loads on the hub side.
I don't see obvious side loads, but we'll do some wiggling. I'd say the bend radius for that cable is more than 20 centimeters.
Great description. Thanks.
To follow up, also, that USB cable feels like it has a lot of play on the PC side. It feels really solid on the USB hub side. But the USB hub blinking, all of the ports blinking, not just the one that the Adlink Mini PC is connected to, but all of the ports blinking makes me think that it's upstream.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, I think at this...
The power brick that's upstream as well is also... Oh, I think it's upstream of that USB hub.
Okay, copy all, Zena. Yeah, I think at this point we're going to have to discuss on daytime hours, so all good information, and no further actions for you for now. We'll follow up either later today or tomorrow.
Okay, copy. Sounds good. We will hold off on power cycle until or unless you guys let us know.
Concur with all.
Sensation on two with a quick question / request.
Go ahead, Mike.
So we see the crew constraints band says in happy purple, no exercise until for about another 45 minutes or so. We were wondering, sometimes those bands are planned in days in advance and reality may be slightly different. We were wondering if that no exercise band was in fact finished. And if not, please do let us know.
Copy all, Mike, and we were just talking about that. It's possible that Ben may extend slightly later than 8:30, so we'll give you a call when that no exercise is over. And optional neato thing, if you look out the cupola windows right now, you can see NREL flying past.
That is definitely neato. And, yeah, thanks. We're sometimes we're not sure why it says no exercise, but, you know, if it's for NREL, you know. In the meantime, yeah, thanks. Everybody's trying to balance everything today with our constraints before OFE and also just trying to make it work, so data helps. Thank you.
Certainly. We'll call you as soon as the no exercise is released. Wow, Mike, that's a really cool photo. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us.
A good friend of mine. You're welcome, because a good friend of mine called it neato. He was right.
It's always a great day in space and a great day for us watching cool stuff happen.
Watching and making.
But I think the word of the day now is neato. We'll see if we can do it again. That was a neato flip.
Sensation 2 for OFE.
Houston's here.
Hey, I see on tomorrow's timeline there's a flexible photo TV EVA camera config. Not sure I'll be able to get to it today before OFE, but if I can, would it be possible for me to do that config ahead of time so that I can wear the camera during OFE?
Copy, Zena. We will check on that and get back to you.
That sounds great, and I think probably midday meal timing is around when I would have the flexibility to do it, so no rush.
Okay, we'll shoot to have you an answer by your midday meal if we can.
Sounds great. Thank you. Houston Station 2 for fluid QD training and aluminum panel.
Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, this is probably a dumb question, but we have never in our lives before seen these 16x41 aluminum panels. We have retrieved a pair from Node 1 overhead fore aft. How do we attach them to the seat track?
Copy, Zena. We're going to chew on that question for a minute, but while I have you, I wanted to follow up with you on that question you had about tomorrow's EVA camera config activity and if you could do it today. So there's a supporting activity today on your timeline today at 11:30 to charge some Nikon batteries, and those batteries are needed for tomorrow's EVA camera config activity. Those batteries need to charge for 6 hours, so it would be cutting it kind of close to do both of those things today. So if you want to try to do the battery charging activity early today, you could maybe do the whole of the EVA camera config activity from tomorrow today. But if you just are more interested in making sure that you have the hardware for OFV, perhaps there's a subset of the tomorrow's EVA camera config activity that you can do today.
Okay, sweet. That makes sense. Yeah, I can partially charge a battery. I really just want to get a feel for it during OFV and make sure that I like my camera tethering method. And then also get a feel for the button press since I'll have the camera in bracketing mode, which is a little different than usual. So if I can give that a trial run today, and then I can redo everything, making sure I have a fully 6 hours charged battery tomorrow, that would be awesome.
That's a great plan, Zena. We like it, and we'll try to get a follow-up on your question about how to attach a 16 by 41 aluminum panel.
Thank you so much for the flexibility on the camera config, and Kathy will be standing by for a Fluid QD panel.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena and kind of an answer.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena, never in fight or my lives have we seen a 16 by 41 aluminum panel either. So we're wondering, do you think that you could perhaps use one of the Node 2 MWAs for what you need for this onboard Fluid QD training?
Maybe. It's a little bit wide for the MWA. If we can just... We've got it kind of Velcroed in place from a handrail to a handrail, and I think that's going to be probably good enough for our purposes since it's not like we're in a suit. We're not BRT'd to anything. So a little bit of wiggle is going to be, I think, good enough for our purposes.
Okay, that config works. Thanks for using your creativity and making it work.
Thanks, guys. If you do figure out somebody knows how to attach these to C-Track, then the follow-up question is, could we deploy one of these in the lab? They've got some nice Velcro.
Copy all. Yep, we'll keep investigating. We're learning something every day on Space Station.
I can't wait to find out. Explore 74, they say.
Explorer 74. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for no exercise constraint.
Houston, Station on 2, go ahead, please.
Mike, we are complete with the no exercise constraint. It is listed. You are go for exercise.
Happy go for exercise. And the crew sending compliments to Robo for some really awesome flying. Good job.
Thank you. They appreciate that.
So Station on Space Ground 2 for question on... Dragon packing.
Good morning, Kimia.
Morning. I don't need immediate answer, but I'm on step 18.03. This one is calling out like empty third generation 1.0 CDB, but I think this kind of like a new 1.0 CDB, the inventory is getting lower. So instead of using this, is it okay for us to use maybe half CTB, new generations, or maybe even we can use, if it would be better to use like old type 1.0 CTB? I think inventory point of view, that would be better. So I just want to confirm if it's okay or not.
Copy, Kimia. We definitely appreciate the early question. We will follow up with ISO when they are in and let you know.
Okay, understand. Thank you. Right now, I'm going to just skip this step and just moving on. Thank you.
Hey, copy.
Houston Station 2 for Fluid QD.
Houston's here.
Hey, Chris and I are going through 3.11.101 for the generic Fluid QD blocks. We also were hoping to review release tool and FID gauge. We don't seem to have procedure 3.11.401 online. It's not in our IPV. Tried searching, navigating to it manually, and there's no clickable link. Any suggestions for where we could find that?
Okay, we copy that you do not have 3.11.401 available. We are checking.
Thank you. And same question also for 3.11.301 for the bail tools. In our IPV SODF, the EDA procedures stop at 3.11.
Copy all, Zena. We will investigate.
Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Zena and EVA procedures at your convenience.
Space Ground 2.
Hey, Zena, those procedures, the EVA procedures you mentioned, are missing from our ground IPV as well. So we're tracking that you're missing 6 procedures that were linked out of 3.11.101, and we're going to follow up with folks in the daytime, Houston, to see maybe those got retired or if there's a substitute.
Hey, copy. Thanks for checking.
Certainly. And I see that you have one of those aluminum panels. We were looking a little bit into those. We don't know how those attach to C-TRAC, but we do think that there is one deployed in node 2 at starboard 4 on the rack front if you want to reverse engineer, because it's probably attached to C-TRAC. Otherwise, we're going to talk to an OSO on Houston daytime hours about how that might be attached.
Node 2 starboard, you say? I will check, but I'll check.
We copy your skepticism. Yeah, we think it's on the rack front of starboard 4.
Houston Station 2, this is Note 2, starboard 4, above the starboard MWA, which I'm embarrassed to say I've never really thought about this device before. It just seemed like part of the MWA to me. This one has some pretty specific C-TRAC fasteners that are also anodized shiny blue. If OSO knows where more of those are or what they are called so we can look in IMS, we'll do some sleuthing. Christy's a part number. Anyway, thanks. That was helpful.
Certainly. Discoveries are being made. And yeah, we'll talk to OSO and find out if they can find any more of those very specific pretty blue C-TRAC fasteners.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for Dragon 33 packing.
Houston's here.
Yes, I'm on step 19.02 and 03, and I found the Bion filters. Serial number is 00007984 and 87.
We copy.
Thank you for checking.
Did you find something?
Houston Station 2 with more questions than answers. We did. Chris found the part number, and that allowed us to find these in PMM, of course. This is called a standoff assembly. So our next question for OSO is, how do they work? How do we use them? We've looked at IPV. I feel like a monkey trying to open a coconut. It's like there's nothing obvious here, but they were in a 1.0 full of some real treats to include. What is this? Like, I've never seen this before in my life. It doesn't have a name. Is it fashion? Is it functional? I don't know.
Zena, I think if you wear it all day, maybe it'll help you understand its purpose.
Probably. Wait, Chris, get the other thing. Get the other thing.
Man, it's like Christmas came.
Yeah, I think all of these. Anyway, Christmas came exactly when it was supposed to, when Fiona sang to us.
Tinker.
These are all listed as crew deployed. They are not. But what is crew deployed everywhere on the ISS are these things. What is this? They're everywhere. They're in the seat track. We have no idea what they're for.
Fascinating.
It's not just because we're new. Like, Mike's been here a long time, and he doesn't know either.
It's like the home shopping network for Space Station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good news. Buy one, you get 80 free.
That's great. Well, we are looking forward to having OSO tell us what all these things are for.
We also can't wait. Thank you for joining us on this journey. We're going to go put this TTV back now. Yeah. The end.
Well, thanks for some lovely show and tell. We enjoyed the assortment of new fashion.
Zina, you've never looked more prepared to take on your day.
Why don't we have any room in PNM?
This location holds space ground 2 for Nanorock airlock.
Go ahead, Kimia.
I'm on step 18.2, and could you please check the VLIB status?
Copy, Kimia. Please stand by on this activity. I'll get back to you in a minute. We've been troubleshooting some latch issues for the CBM on the ground.
Okay, understand. I'm going to stand by, so please let me know without any hesitations whenever you guys are ready.
Good plan.
Houston Station 2 for Nikon D4 batteries.
Go ahead, Zina.
Hi, it's me again. Sorry. Any idea where those D4 batteries might be?
Yeah, we were just looking. There doesn't appear to be a stow note. We will check.
Thank you.
And Station Houston on 2 for Zina. We were looking at the tomorrow's Photo TV EVA camera config activity, and we're wondering if perhaps batteries could be in a 12x12 Kynar Ziploc bag deployed somewhere in the lab.
Yeah, I saw the same thing on the stow note for tomorrow, and I have been looking over here where we have all of the other batteries, and I don't see any. Is there any chance that they use the same batteries as other icons?
Great minds think alike. You were looking at what we were looking at. Give us a few minutes to see if we can hunt something down, and not sure about the answer to your question.
That'd be no problem.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and NREL activities. Kimia, we're ready for you to pick up in your purple NREL activities as timelined and the procedures as outlined. The bolts are complete, so we are in a safe config, and step 18.2 is complete. You are go to continue.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to do that for timeline. You confirmed 18.2. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Houston Station 2 for a camera.
Go ahead.
It looks like the D5s take the same battery as the Z9s and also apparently the D4s.
Okay. That is good to know, and we're good with you grabbing two batteries as you need.
And thank you. Houston Station 2 for standoff assembly.
Our new favorite piece of hardware.
Mike figured out how to open them, so that mystery is solved. Great news.
Great news indeed. Further mysteries continue, including what that weird crossing guard Indiana Jones strap thing was.
Yeah, that one is high on my list.
Noted.
Amy, it was quite simple to figure out, really, once I applied E to the U, DU, DX.
E to the DX, DX.
Sine, cosine, secant, sine, or something like that.
3.14159.
That's all right. That's okay. We will all fly in space one day.
Excellent rhyming.
So, station calling Space Ground 2 for Nanorock airlock.
Go ahead.
I'm on step 20, and first, this activity complete, so you can deconfigure NO3TCA.
We copy, and in work.
Thank you.
And station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Kimia, and next NREL activity.
Station 2.
Kimia, you are good to start your next NREL press ISA Part 1 activity, and in step 6.1. EBM bolt loading is complete. You are go to continue.
Understand. I'm going to start next activity from step 6.1. Thank you.
Houston copies.
Association of Space Ground 3 2 for Nanorock airlock.
Go ahead.
I'm just double checking for the next activity. Actually, I need to do step 5.1, I think. Disconnect some cap from the sampling port, since I just capped in previous procedure.
Concur, Kimia. Yes, you'll work the whole procedure, 1.704, but when you get to step 6.1, you can continue, but you will start in step 5.
I understand. Sorry. Sorry for the misunderstanding. So I'm going to just pick up from step 5.1, go for step 6. Thank you.
We agree.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Nanorock airlock.
Be sincere.
I'm on step 6.5 and ready to perform horse leak check.
Be copy. Good to continue.
Okay, good to continue. Thank you. Well, station call space ground 2 for another lock, airlock.
With you.
Initially, like, sampling port was, sampling port valve was open. So when I opened it, maybe 2 seconds, actually airlock was pressurized. So maybe you might see the indication. I pre-closed the MPEG and closed the sampling port and you do it right now.
Copy, Kimia. Thanks for that information. No concerns from us. Good to continue.
So station on space ground 2 for Nanorak Airlock.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm on step 7.2. The pressure is 2.0 and time at 10:17.
Be copy.
So this is on space ground 2 for Nanorak Airlock.
Houston's here.
Yes, the pressure reading is 2.1 and time at 10:23.
We copy. Good leak check. And when you get to step 8.2, you can continue. There's no condensation concerns.
Okay, thank you for checking. No condensation concerns, so I'm going to proceed from step 8.3.
We concur.
So station on space ground 2 for Nanorak airlock.
Listen here.
Pressure reading, I'm on step 8.9, and the pressure reading is 156.3 at 10:32.
We copy all, Kimia.
Thank you.
And Kimia, we want to verify the pressure. You reported 156.03, correct?
256.02.
Okay, we copy 256.02. That's a good pressure.
Thank you. Thank you for taking. Listen, did you call us?
Kimia, I did. I called on Space to Ground 3. Can we do a quick voice check over there?
Okay, understand.
So station on 2 for Human Research Program and the Human Research Facility Supply Inventory.
Hi, Mike. That's a mouthful, but what a beautiful patch. Sticker. Awesome. That is a great view, and Alexis is going to guide you through this math stuff, this inventory stuff on Space to Ground 3, because I don't do well with math.
I beg to differ. You got it in one. So moving over to Space to Ground 3, and good morning. And good morning to everyone on the Orbit 1 shift this morning. Glad to be working with you. And Huntsville Station, Space to Ground 2, just to let you know, the HRPHRF, my counting is over, and I'm going to clean up a little bit and turn off the camera unless you need to see something else on board.
No, sir. Great job on that. We'll pass that along to your wife. She'll be proud.
She's from Huntsville, so I do try to aim to please with her.
Smart fella. Well, if I don't talk to you again, Happy New Year.
Lori, you and your crewmates at the POIC helped make 2025 great for us. So looking forward. Thank you very much for 2025 and looking forward to 2026. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. More to explore 74 and 26.
To Station 2 for D5 camera setup.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm just doing a quick and dirty version of the EVA camera setup procedure in the hopes of getting one ready to go for OSB. I'll do this procedure in full tomorrow just to make sure we're really methodically going through things, but I did see in step 3.10.1 where it says, if you're set to 2015 or 2016, report to Houston. And the D5 camera that I grabbed for today, which is serial number 3502531, was set to 2016. Wondering if that is an issue or what is the context for reporting to Houston and if I should grab a different camera.
Copy all, Zena. Checking.
Thank you. And no rush. I think this will be totally fine for today's setup, but before tomorrow would be great.
We will have an answer for you before tomorrow.
Much appreciated. So station 2 for ZDOT.
Good afternoon, Dana. You were go in step 1.1.
Copy, go in 1.1, and also I have lab cam 1 set up. Let me know if that view is okay.
Thanks, Zena. We're getting that routed, so we will check it out in just a second. Well, actually, right now. That looks good.
Copy. Sounds great. On Spill Station 2 for ZBot and Spillpad.
We'll be on 2.
It's very likely I just don't have the right picture in mind, but I don't see a spill pad anywhere in lab starboard 2. Any suggestions?
We may want to ask Mike. He tempscoded in there, but we're going to look and see what we have last on the ground.
Copy, and Mike's on his way. We've got one nearby, sounds like.
We copy.
Okay, we indeed have a spill pad. I've got my eyes on it. It is very nearby in 1.05552, and we'll just keep the ZBot accessories staged there.
We like that plan and copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Zena and ZBot.
We down 2.
Hey, Zena, our commanding got finished a lot quicker than we thought, so you can start your valve closed activity at your convenience.
Copy. Thanks for the flexibility.
You're welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for some Hypervisor 2 troubleshooting.
Head on 2. We didn't quite catch that, but we're here to help.
Copy. I appreciate the attitude. The Hypervisor 2... located at lab overhead 1, seems to be offline. Would you please be so kind as to check the screen, report any error messages, and reboot it?
Roger. We'll go.
Thank you.
Okay, Houston, I'm with you with Hypervisor 2 server. It looks very nice. It feels a little bit cold to the touch. Usually these guys are a bit warmer. So let's see if we can revive it.
Good copy. We like that.
In the front, the lights are on. The network connection with the Ethernet seems to be blinking, but nothing on the screen. Standing by, just making sure you're ready for a reboot.
Yes, sir, we're good. Go ahead and kill it and bring it back.
Try to reboot one more time and then see what comes up. But there's nothing that shows up on the screen yet.
Okay. Copy. I think there was a little handover there, so you tried to reboot it and nothing happened yet?
Well, it was worse than that. The lights would come on, the power light, and then the keyboard backlighting would come on. And then it would, after about 5 to 7 seconds, would turn off. And then it looked like it tried to reboot again, and then it would turn off and try to reboot. So I'm giving it a long power cycle and seeing what happens.
Copy.
And this is an interesting signature. It's doing the same thing again. I can try to take the battery out and let it sit for a few minutes. That trick, I think Pluto might be on console, so standing by for further words. But we're having no joy. It tries to turn on. It stays on for about 7 to 8 seconds and then turns off. And then is off for 7 or 8 seconds and then tries to come back on. And I can move the lab camera if you'd like to see. It's interesting.
Yeah, if you've got a second, let's get that on the camera, and then I've got two more items for you here to try on this hypervisor.
And I think Huntsville was using this camera, but they may have given it back to you. Let us know if you see me on screen.
Yes, sir, we see you. We're trying to get it on the center screen, though, real quick, just so we can all see it. We're on the 9-pack downlink right now. All right, Mike, we got you on the big board now. What the... Oh, I see it. That's weird. All right, Mike. We see what we'd like to do is take your suggestion of removing the battery, removing the external power, hold the power button down for 10 seconds to drain the capacitors, and then we'll try it again and see where we get.
That's in work.
Copy.
Houston, that was a great plan, but it doesn't seem to have worked. So we have the same signature of somewhere like 8 to 10 seconds on, 8 to 10 seconds off. So we tried. Standing by for further instructions.
Okay, copy. 1 sec. We're talking it. All right, Mike, back with you on 2. We've got 2 more items for you, and then I think we'll let you go.
Standing by to help.
All right, so we are going to do, we're going to ask you to do a field strip on this. And that is reference 4.4.410, forming a ZBook laptop field strip. Now, we know that you're getting ready to do the fun spacesuit stuff, and so we recommend that maybe one of your other crew members, like Chris, actually shift over and help us with the hypervisor so that we don't delay your timeline too much.
Okay, I can get it started, and Chris can bring it home. He's a smart and handsome fella, so we're in good hands. So we'll start the field strip.
Copy, concur on all. Thank you for your help.
And Houston Station on 2, just to make sure we're on the same page. The field strip, I have 4.4.410, performing a ZBook laptop field strip, XTP version. And just to make sure I'm going to do what you asked me to, we're going to take out the battery. We're going to take out two hard drives, one ultra bay, one internal. And then we're going to put them all back in and put it together and start it up. Is that the plan? Just double-checking.
Yes, sir. Good words.
Okay, good work. Thank you.
So, station on SafeCon 2 for onboard with SIC.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
If it's okay, I'd like to start preparing for the suit. So is it okay for me to just attempt to store these MWS releasing from the EMUs and attempt to store in node 1? Usually on the EVA day, I'm going to attempt to store it in airlock, but today it's so crowded, so I just want to attempt to store it in node 1.
Yeah, we're good with that. You are good to attempt so.
Okay, thank you. And Houston Station on 2 for the respiratory support pack checkout.
With you on 2.
Yeah, the RSP checkout task is complete.
Copy, thank you. And Chris, while I have you, we were wondering if you could take a look at the T2 LEDs. We're not seeing the clue connected, but we think it might be hypervisor related, and we just want to double check.
Copy that. Yep, I'll do that right now.
Thank you.
And Houston Station on 2 from over by T2. I do have nominal LEDs on T2 and also a nominal status on the T2 GUI.
Okay, we copy. That sounds good. Thank you much.
And Houston Station on 2 for hypervisor.
Go ahead with you on 2.
The field strip procedure was followed, and we removed the battery, both hard drives. We said a special blessing over the laptop, and put the hard drives back in for the procedure and the battery. And so now it is connected back to its normally location, and Chris is standing by to power up. Are you ready?
Yes, we're going to power up. Let's hope that blessing worked.
Houston, even with our best flight engineer named Chris on it, we are out of luck. It's giving us that same flashing sequence. We think it might be a BIOS kind of code that's selling us with the, but in any case, it's no joy. And standing by for further instructions. And yes, you're right, we do have our OFE coming up, so we'll probably need most people for that. That might give you some time to give us some good words. Thanks, Houston.
Copy, thank you. We're talking it, and we'll let you know what we decide.
Houston, this is my trip for the hypervisor. Do you want us to power it off or to leave it in this state where it's kind of power cycling every 10 or 15 seconds?
Yeah, good reminder. We would like you to power that off, please.
Copy all. I'll power it off.
So, station on space ground 2 for onboard check.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
I'm just double-checking. Step 1 through 5, you guys can take care of that, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. We'll take care of step 1 through 5.
Okay, understand. And Tina-san and Mike-san is taking care of, preparing for themselves for this fit check, so please stand by for a while.
Okay.
I think I turned on airlock camera, but it's not powered on, so I'm going to recheck it.
Okay, copy that you are double-checking the airlock camera. Station on 2 for Chris and Hypervisor 2. Just some big picture words for you.
Chris, ready to copy.
Hello. So we're going to need to do a shell swap on HP2 sometime between now and Orbit 3. And so you might be able to get that in now. It's like 15, 20 minutes, but you'll miss the beginning of the EMU activities. Or we could do it at the end of the day, either right before or after DPC, so that it's taken care of before y'all go to bed.
but we also don't want to eat too much into your pre-sleep. So do you have a preference as to when this occurs?
Yeah, no preference on that. So why don't would there be any advantage to you guys to having it done a little bit earlier, or is it all the same to you? Because I'm totally happy to do it right after the OSV.
We're talking it. All right, Chris, back with you. So, yeah, without Hypervisor 2, Ethos doesn't have some insight into their CO2 scrubbing, and we don't have EDAR from the spacesuits, but we're okay to do the shell swap toward the end of the day, and that gives Pluto more time to put the activity together. That way you don't miss the beginning of the OFV.
Yeah, that works. That works for us. I mean, and I think you know, Kimia has things well in hand. So if need be, I can duck out for 15 or 20 minutes to do it, if that makes sense. But otherwise, the plan will be for us to just continue to work the OFE. Thank you.
All right, we like it. Sounds good.
Houston airlock on two for the hypervisor. We chatted it over, and if you guys have a procedure for meter, and I can knock it out right now, I think, and not miss much on the beginning of the OFE.
Copy, we're talking it. Hi, Chris. Yeah, actually, we will take your offer on that. I do have some stowage locations and a procedure number for you when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All righty. So you're going to be performing POC book 4.4.406, and the spare shell serial number for the laptop will be 11 Victor Charlie Sierra. And that's going to be located in 1.0 CTB serial number 5003. And that is at node 1, EC4, kilo 1.
Copy that. POCbook 4.4.406, serial number 11 Victor Charlie Sierra. And that is from the 1.05003 in node 1. Deck 4, kilo 1.
Yes, sir. Good read. No pressure.
All right. I'll get that started now and get back in so I don't miss too much of the OFE.
Copy. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2 for the hypervisor. Just one quick question. I've got that new shell, serial number 11, Victor Charlie Sierra, and it does have a big sticker on it that says suspect, and just wanted to make sure it's probably okay.
We're checking it. Okay, Chris. Yeah, we're checking to see if we have an alternate serial number for you. Okay, Chris, we have another serial number for you to grab when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right, so good catch on that shell. The new serial number is 11 Victor Charlie 1. It's in the same location, but we think it's loose in the locker.
Copy, 11 Victor Charlie 1, and think it's probably loose in the locker. I'll find that one. Thanks.
Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
Right on 2.
Hey, Kimia. We're still working on steps 1 through 5, but if you want to, you can pick up in step 12 for a little bit of get-ahead, if you prefer.
Yeah, understand. Thank you very much. Now pick up step 12. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, station on space ground 2 for the check.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Yes, I just completed until 20, and actually okay to keep going, 21, 22. Right?
Checking.
Yep.
All right. You can perform up to step 36.
36. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for the hypervisor swap out.
Go ahead, Chris. What's up?
Just a quick question. The shell that you had me grab, 11 Victor Charlie 1, the procedure was written as if that one didn't have a battery, but it did have a battery in it. I've got the old hard drive swapped to the new shell. Did you want me to use the battery that came with the new shell, the old battery, or do you not care?
Chris, actually, we are going to just use the battery that came in that shell, so we'll just keep it as it is.
Copy that. Sounds good.
All right, let us know when you have everything fixed.
Will do.
So, station on space ground 2 for check.
Go ahead, with you on 2, Kimia.
I have completed up to step 36.
All right, copy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Airlock on 2 for step 33.
Go ahead.
Hey, Kimia, we think we might have actually skipped step 33. So if you can please take both suits back to bat, then perform step 33 and 34.
OK, Okay, understand. Go back to Pat and do step 33 and 34. Thank you.
Copy.
And Houston, station 2 for Hypervisor 2.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm complete through step 4.3 of 4.4.406. I got a good go for ops on the new Hypervisor 2 shell. And just wanted to ask some questions about cleaning up that old shell and the hard drive I took out of the new shell.
All right, what you got for us?
Yeah, I guess two questions. One is, what do you want me to do with those hard drives and the shell that the old Hypervisor 2 shell? And then the second question being, I was thinking it might make us just sort of tempsto a couple of those things, work on the OFB, and then clean it up afterwards if that plan works for you guys.
Yeah, that works. Tempsto would be great, and then we can just tag up later about where to permanently stow those hard drives and the old shell.
Copy that. I'll get them tidied up over on the MWA and go back to helping with the OFB. But yeah, let me know if if the Hypervisor 2 seems to be happy.
Thank you much.
Station on SpaceCon 2 for heat check.
Go ahead, Kimia. Are you looking for the UAA?
Actually, so 32, that's already on. So should I, do you want me to recycle power or just leave as is okay and go through to the 33? Sorry, 33, yeah. How about that?
Yeah, copy. We concur, Kimia.
So station on SpaceGround 2 for feedback.
Go ahead. What do you want to?
Thank you for catching that.
Now we have completed step 36. So ready for waiting for your go for moving forward to step 37.
Okay, thanks for checking. Everything looks good and your go to proceed.
Go for proceed from step picking up from step 37.
ED1 is up on comm. Dina, how do you hear me?
ED2 is on there, ED2 is Pry.
And ED1 is in Pry. And Houston, can you hear us?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear. We'd like you to stand by to 2 to 5 minutes for some biomed data.
All right, Houston, we hear you loud and clear also. And standing by 2 to 5 minutes for biomed.
And Mike and Zena back with you on two. We have good biomed, and so you are go to continue.
Okay, going to continue.
And actually, correction, we do want to pause for a few minutes for a good suit data pass. I'll let you know when you're good to press.
Houston, back with you on Pry, both of us, and standing by for your go.
Okay, Zena and Mike, back with you on two. Now you're go to press, for real this time.
Copy, going to press for real this time. Going to hardline.
Station on Space Ground 2 for hit check.
Go ahead, with you on two.
We are on step 77. And we'd like to confirm that we pressed 235 buttons for all three ATUs, but only showing that 2345 only on ATU 6, and 4 and 5 actually we see like a dual and two both. So we are missing some like steps, or this is right configuration?
Checking.
Thank you. Station on Space Ground 2 for recheck.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Just for your situation update, we successfully set up ATU-4 for 235, but ATU-5, no joy. Only I can select 3 and 5, not 2. If I just press 2, go to dual number 2.
Okay, copy. We're talking it.
Thank you.
Okay, Kimia, we had too many items assigned to the public call, so we've done some reconfiguration on the ground, and now we think if you rerun step 77, they will all work.
Okay, understand. I'm going to try. Thank you. Yeah, it went well. Thank you.
Good credit to Cronus.
Thank you very much, Cronus. Cronus Station on Space Ground 2 for feedback.
Back with you on 2.
I'm just double-checking you guys have completed step 78.
Checking.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. We have completed step 78.
Move on to step 79.
Copy, concur. Airlock on 2.
I thought
Hey, Kimia. As we get closer to step 129, just a reminder that if you guys need to control the pressure rate change, you can actually toggle the suit between press and IV once you get to step 129.
129? Actually, go on back and forth, press and IV, you said, right?
Yes, good read. And that basic, yes, good read. So as needed for comfort, if you want to have them toggle between press and IV, this will basically slow down the pressure rate change as you guys desire.
Understand. Sure that EV crew members are comfortable and just regulate the pressure rate. Thank you for that. And right now, I'm EV glove doffing, 109er. And make sure that today we don't require to connect like a glove heaters, cables.
Checking.
Or maybe we missed some of a step, or maybe in the future we're going to connect.
Okay, Kimia, those are actually not needed today, so you're good.
I understand. So moving forward. Thank you.
And airlock on two, there's a... Oh, yep, Zena sees it. Flashlight. And station Houston on two for helmets. A reminder to please hold the knobs instead of the valves, because the valves are pretty delicate. All right, looks good. Thanks.
Houston station on space ground crew for the check.
Go ahead, with you on two.
Sorry it took time, but we went through to the step 127, and the TCP is set to 3.
Okay, copy 3.
And move on to Gina-san. EMUs, it's going to be takes like 5 minutes, and once it comes back, Houston station on space ground 2 for check.
With you on space ground 2.
We are on step 127 for Gina-san as well, and TCP is set to 3 for Gina-san as well.
Copy, 3 for Zena.
We're going to move on to 128. Thank you.
That's good. Station Houston on space to ground 2, we'd like you to perform step 125 again for Zena.
Okay, we missed the call, and we're going to redo it 125 one more time for Gina-san.
Good read back.
And we have performed 128, and all looks good. So after this step, we're going to move on to 129. And Houston, we are redoing 125. If you see good indication, please let us know.
Copy all, we're watching.
Thank you. Station 125, complete. And Houston station, this is in airlock. Once you have confirmed good indication, we're going to move on to 129 and standing by.
Okay, copy. I'm back with you, and I will let you know when we have good data.
Standing by. Thank you.
Okay, airlock on two. You guys are go to continue. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, good indication. Thank you. So we're going to pick up from 129. Thank you. So next step is all to actuate the top press. Do you guys want to do that by yourself? And after this, actually, we're going to start 15 minutes timer for each crew member to be evaluated and continue. So if it's comfortable, back to off, IV. So, yeah, please let us know.
And airlock on two for Kimia.
On two.
Hi, Kimia. And also for Zena, just wanted to be clear that we did not see the wetted water separator on Zena's suit, but we are verifying that we did see that yesterday. Either way, you are go to continue. Just wanted to be clear.
Okay. I'm going to confirm with Zena-san. Everything is go for continue.
All right, copy.
Station on space ground 2 for the fit check. We're going to move on to the automated leak check.
Okay, we copy. Airlock on 2 for Kimia and Zena. We were able to work with the MER and verify that we did get a good wetted water separator signature from yesterday. Just wanted to close the loop with you on that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the good news. And for the situation awareness, we're going to move on to SCU operations practice. So in advance, we're going to just cool down a little bit, then move on to this practice, just for your situation awareness.
Okay, copy all. And one slight correction, we did get a good signature on Zena's suit yesterday and today.
information. We are happy. Station on Space Ground 2 for pit check.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
We have completed step 150, and please set up the comm for the privatized.
Okay, copy. Yeah, privatization comm is getting set up now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Space to Ground 4 is in private 3, so it's ready whenever you are.
That means I need... Sorry. Yeah, just a moment. Conversation on Space Ground 2 for question on comm setting.
Hey, Kimmy. Yeah, sorry, I heard the question. Was a little slow to get an answer. Yes, you are correct. If you select Space to Ground 4, that will take you to the private channel.
Understand. So we're going to select ATU 6, 4, 5, all for 4. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
This is station on Space Ground 2 for comm check.
I hear you loud and clear on 2. We had to do some reconfiguration on the private channel, so we think that should be ready to go now.
Okay, understand. Go back to 4 and do comm check again.
Yep.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Airlock on 2. We'd like you to go ahead and step into 1.804, depress EMU for suit adjustment. And then in step 6, Zena, we want to check and see if there's anything impinging on your shoulder.
Okay, move on to the 1.804.
Sir, it's like almost like you already knew that.
6, picking up. Thank you. Space Ground 2, we need to set up comm for back to the original configuration. Is that true?
Checking.
Thank you. And while waiting, we're going to review the procedures.
And Kimia, for right now, we're actually just going to leave the comm as is, and so you and I can talk on Space Ground 2.
Understand. We're going to talk on Space Ground 2. Thank you. So keep going, picking up from step 8.
Okay, Kimia, back with you. So for 1.804, we actually want you to pick up in step 1. Then in step 6, we want to check Xena's left shoulder. In step 8, we'll take Xena's to long, and we'll have some more information for Mike here in a second. Xena's legs to long, and then we'll have some more information for Mike here in a second.
I'm going to start from step 1. And at step 6, we're going to actually check shoulder. And step 8, actually, we're going to have more. Thank you. So station on Space Ground 2, we are actually checking at step 7. And we are actually checking the EV2's situation. And please come back.
Okay, copy.
Through.
Airlock on 2. Do you guys want to divide and conquer and work on Xena's adjustments and Mike's adjustments at the same time, or would you prefer to do one at a time?
If we can do that in the same time, we can do that, actually, to save time, if it's possible. Is that okay?
Yes, sir, that works. I have some words for Mike, then, when you're all ready to copy. Okay, so we're going to try to leave you in the suit for this one.
You ready?
And so what we want to do is disconnect your LTA, reposition your snorkel, then we think you'll be able to adjust the plenum to make it more comfortable without having to get out of the suit. That's
okay, I understand that, and Max also understand that. So it is LTA, and also kicks of snorkel, and also his back condition. I can do that.
Happy, thank you.
And is it okay for us to start Gina-san's legs as well?
You're go to adjust the legs on Xena's suit, and then also help Mike at the same time.
Understand. So I'm going to work on Mike-san. Yeah, Chris-san is working on Xena-san. Thank you.
Airlock on 2. We'd actually like you to take a break with Mike and focus on Xena, because she's going to have to do the full 15-minute repress and then redo the questionnaire, whereas Mike will not need to.
Okay, understand. We're going to focus on Xena-san. Thank you.
Okay, copy, thanks. And then once we're finished with getting Xena squared away, we can do the hotspot check with Mike.
Understand. I'm going to just make sure Mike is comfortable with the situation in order to wait.
Take copy all.
Houston station on space ground 2. If you could tell us which step are we going to pick up for Gina-san, that would be appreciated.
That is step 9.
Niner, okay, for the original one.
And 1.804.
It's 1.804, sorry, thank you. Station on space ground 2, for the information, we are on step 19 and starting the automated leak check.
Copy, step 19.
So station on space ground 2, for the situation awareness, we are on step 22.
Okay, copy, step 22.
Copy. Station on space ground 2, step 23 completed, and step 24, we set TCB to 4.
Okay, copy. We've got a clock running.
Okay, thank you. So station on space ground 2, while we are waiting, we can actually set up microphone a little bit, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's 1.802. Step 90 for Mike.
This one, 802, step 90 for Mike.
And airlock on 2. We'd like to get Mike moving again. So you can pick up in step 116 of 1.802.
On 1.802. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston station, space ground 2 for pitch check.
Go ahead. Kimia with you on 2.
For Mike-san, we have completed 127, and TCB is 5.
Okay, copy. We're going to hold Mike here for a few.
Standing by for Mike-san.
Airlock on 2 for Kimia and forward plan with Xena. All right, so looks like we're going to rerun 1.804, and then in step 8, we'll go ahead and remove the LTA. Remove the crotch pad, then re-engage the LTA, finish out 1.804, and reassess for comfort.
So we're going to go back to 1.804 and step 8, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
And disconnecting the lower hat and check it and also be connected and assess.
That's correct. And we don't have to do the full 15-minute repress with Xena. We're just going to reassess for comfort.
I understand. We're going to do that. Thank you.
And Kimia, with you on 2, there's one step I left out. After we re-engage the LTA for Xena, we want to adjust the waist to short-short.
Once this correct, we're going to adjust short-short, then reconnect. Thank you. Thank you for your guidance. So station on space ground 2, we're going to pick up from step 10. For Gina-san.
Okay, we concur. You are go.
You are checking. Houston station on space ground 2 for the situation awareness. We both crew members doing the automated leak check.
Okay, we copy. Airlock, Houston on 2 for some big picture words to close out the day.
2.
Okay, so y'all have been working really hard up there. We really appreciate it. For you, Kimia, you have an NREL activity coming up. But that just has to be completed sometime between 19 and 2000, so you can stick around in the airlock and help out as needed. And then we're going to technically cancel the U.S. evening DPC this afternoon, but once OFV is taken care of and you're all squared away and back to normal, just give us a call. We've got some quick topics for you before you go to bed.
Everybody agrees and happy to cancel evening DPC, and I understand that now activities. I do that after this airlock activities. Thank you.
Copy all. Good words. And airlock on 2. EVA says step 22 is not required.
22 is not required, so that means Gina-san goes to questionnaire again with these technicians.
Airlock Houston on 2. Congrats on the good suit fit. Glad everything is comfortable. That means you are good to pick up in 1.802, the XTP step right before 162.
Okay, go back to 1.802, execution note right before 162.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Mike. Mike's suit, we'd like you to wiggle your O2 actuator to off. We're seeing it stuck in between positions.
Super checking.
We see it in off. Oh, thank you very much.
Actuator's OFM.
Houston Station on 2 from the lab.
Go ahead from the lab.
Yeah, just on behalf of the awesome Zena Cartman-san and myself, we just want to say thanks to everybody for coming in today. We realize it's the holidays. We felt that was a successful OFE. We have a lot more to go and a lot more to talk about, but while we got out of our suits, we just wanted to pass on our gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you.
So station on space ground 2 for check.
Go ahead. We got 1 minute to hand over.
Okay, we are actually just checking. Step 187 will be taken care of by you guys.
Yes, affirm. And wanted to also extend our gratitude to all of you for making this successful. And if we can get a photo of the LCVG from Zena.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for your kind words. And actually, this is great teamwork, so thank you very much for your support.
All right, thank you. And we've got a quick handover coming up here. And also then a real LOS, and we'll tag back up after we get KU back, or S-band back.
Understand, copy.
And one more follow-up to the follow-up, if we can get a photo of the shoulder pad on Zena's left shoulder.
Okay.
It's an LF2 for OFB.
Go ahead, Zena, with you on two.
Hey, if you guys still have the Node 1 camera routed, I can show you. Chris also took pictures. He noted that the shoulder pads of my that are sewn onto my LCVG are a little asymmetrical, and so my left shoulder pad at the back is about an inch further medial than the shoulder pad on my right.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we can see that. We are still routed.
I'm wondering if the team would be okay with us sewing. I know we have the needle up here and hopefully probably some of the thread for this LCVG. If we could maybe adjust that left shoulder pad just a little bit more distal.
Okay, okay. And we're still talking at Zena.
Okay, no problem. I'll probably change out of my LCVG while you guys are chatting.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we're going to talk with the MER and we'll get back to you.
That sounds great. And happy to stay in the LCVG if you think that's helpful, but either way, Chris also took a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, we're good at photos. You guys have been in those for a while. You can put some normal clothes back on.
Sensation onto four airlock pressure valves.
Go ahead.
Assume that doesn't need to be done immediately, but if it does, I'm here to help. If not, I will execute my timeline procedure in about 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes sounds good to us.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you all for your patience today. Also, did our hypervisor, did Pluto find it up and running fine? Is there anything I need to do? Chris did an awesome job with the new shell.
No, y'all fixed it, and I apologize for not following up with that. It seemed like you might have been busy or something. But yeah, the hypervisor's working as expected now.
Fantastic. Thank you. We're here to help. And yes, nobody would say that Chris was shellfish.
That's a good one. I don't know if I have a response for that one.
So, station on space ground 2 for non-lock airlock.
Go ahead, with you on 2. Give me a.
Yes, I'm on step 9043 and checking if airlock temperature have reached steady state.
Yes, they have. The thermal stabilization period is over and you are good to proceed.
Okay, thank you. Good to proceed. Station on space ground 3 for non-lock airlock.
Go ahead, with you.
Okay, I'm on step 9.7, and pressure is 252.252, and record time is 1936.
Okay, copy.
Sorry, more precisely, 252.0. Thank you.
Copy. Airlock on 2. Just a heads up, Kimia, we still have the airlock. Sorry, the Node 1 camera and the airlock camera routed so we can see you, but we did take down the lab camera for privacy.
Yeah, understand. Thank you. Thank you for monitoring us. That's really appreciated.
It's an airlock on 2 for high-pressure gas tank. I'm ready to make the valve changes if you are.
Sir, we're ready.
This is station on Spaceground 2 for pit check.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
I'm on step 2, this month 7, and I realized that during the check on the mic sounds in your helmet visor, there is a small scratch on the surface. I think we already have this one this morning, but I'm going to just double-check the status of the ground which you guys are tracking, and also take some pictures and send to the ground.
Yeah, that sounds good. Pictures would be great. And quick follow-up, is that scratch, do we think that's going to be in Mike's field of view?
Yeah, Houston, I was just about to call you. I don't think it'll be in my field of view. It's kind of near the neck ring center part, so kind of right under my nose or where my mouth will be, so I don't think that'll affect my field of view. And it's a small scratch, but I think Kimiya-san's going to give you the best photos possible. So you can be the judge, but it looks very benign, and it may have been there already.
Hey, copy all. Good word. Thank you.
The Houston airlock onto the valves have been moved. VO-11 is closed, and VO-10 is open.
We copy. And while we have you all, we're going to go ahead and defer the EVA EHDC stow on Chris's timeline. So that's going to move to Friday.
Okay, Chris copies. And, Houston airlock on 2, you had mentioned that in lieu of a DPC, you had a few things for us. Is now a good time?
It is. It is a good time to have a not DPC. So I can go ahead and just roll into it if you guys...
I think all of our crew are within earshot, and we're paying attention, and let us know how we can help.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, so the first one is probably for Chris... And that's regarding the hypervisor stowage for the old items. And so I have locations when he is ready to copy.
Great. Why doesn't he call you back in a few minutes, and then we can continue on with the next topics.
Okay, that sounds good. The next topic is regarding the D5 clock setting. Xena had reported that it was showing up as 2016. And so what we think is this is one of two things. It either means that the internal camera battery is dead and the camera will not hold a time unless the rechargeable battery is attached, or because this is a new camera, it just means that the time hasn't been set yet. And the way you can test this is if you remove the rechargeable battery and plug it back in after 10 seconds, if the word clock appears on the camera display, it means that it is keeping time and it just has to be set. If clock does not appear, then you'll basically just have to keep that battery connected after EVA config activity to make sure that the camera holds time until you're done with it.
Okay, copy. That makes sense. And so no issues with sticking with this camera?
That's correct. Yeah, we can use this camera.
The third possibility that it was a time machine clock and it turned to be 2016, I suggest that we all invest in NVIDIA and Apple and other companies.
Yeah, we're right there with you on that one. All right, and then the other, just another item for Chris, but if he's busy, I can talk to him when he's ready.
Chris is ready to copy your third topic.
Okay, so we saw Chris taking some pictures inside of your spacesuit, Mike, and we just wanted to see if there's anything in particular he was looking for, or was it just general essay?
Houston airlock. Those were pictures of the sublimator porous plates, and it would be great for big picture essay if we could get an overview of which of the suits are known to have those iodine spots. Chris just hadn't seen that before on EMU 3013, which I had, and they look the same to me as before.
Okay, talking it. Okay, yeah, EVA copies says they're pretty common, but they'll see if they can track what spots are in which suit. And actually, Xena, while I have you, I do have a go back. Regarding the camera battery, I got that exactly backwards. The word clock means the camera is not keeping time. If clock does not appear, it means it is keeping time.
Hey, copy. I actually did see the word clock appear on that little display, but it was after there was already a rechargeable battery in it. What does that mean?
I'm going to have to check. All right, I'll have an answer to you in probably just a second here. And while that gets its way to me, for the hypervisor stowage, I have the locations where Chris can put that stuff if he's ready to copy.
Go ahead, ready to copy.
All right, so the old shell can be stowed loosely in node 1, deck 4, kilo 1, which is the same place you got it. And then the hard drives and battery can go in Ziploc bags in that same location in CTB 5003.
Copy all. I'll put the old shell just basically back in the spot that I got the new shell from in node 1 deck 4 kilo 1 just in the locker, and then the hard drives that I got out of the new shell and the battery that is from the old shell will just go into Ziploc bags in 5003. And do you need the serial numbers for any of those?
Yes, sir. That would be great. Crew note is fine just whenever you get to it. And then, okay, back to Xena with the camera.
Yeah. I'll continue to break down here, and then that should be pretty quick, and I'll just knock that out after we're done. Thank you.
And Houston, one go-back or clarification for the porous plates. Definitely don't need details about what spots are where, just if EVA knows which places are known to have them versus not have them at all. That would be helpful. I think I got, like, a specific handover about this, but Chris did not get the same.
Okay. We copy, and we'll follow up. Sorry, EVA's talking it down here. Okay. So then for the third D5, go back, just because essentially if you see the clock letters on the screen, it means the time is not set. So if it's got a good battery and it shows clock, it just means the time has never been set. If you see it every time you plug a battery in, it means that the internal battery is dead and it will keep defaulting to 2016.
That makes a lot of sense. Those hate taxis.
That's fine. It was the most complicated topic of the day. That's all we have for you down here, unless you have anything for us.
Nothing else from us, or not yet, but we'll be in touch if we think of anything.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Good job today, and have a happy almost New Year.
Happy almost New Year to y'all, too.
Yeah, good job, Houston, and Hansel, Munich, and Scuba. It was great working with you on this shift, and we just have a couple more for this year. Thank you.
Houston, Airlock 2 for stowage question.
That's a surprise. What do you have for us?
I have a 1.0.1045 called EVA Staged Items Keep Accessible, and I remember this was kept accessible prior to all of our early NG23 cargo ops and store the what once was a November EVA. Inside this 1.0 is a Maddox canister 0006. Wondering if this could be stowed.
Copy. We're talking it. All right, Xena, back with you. Yeah, I thought you guys were all busy, so I wasn't really paying attention when you called, hence my surprise. We're going to try to get you an answer for that in about 5 to 10 minutes, but we're coming up on an LOS, and so we'll probably actually have something for you tomorrow morning.
It's totally fine. Tomorrow is great. Just looking to clean up our crew lock a little bit, and I think this might be a relic of previous times.
Copy all. Okay, Xena, yeah, we're just going to put this in the daily summary for you tomorrow, and with that, y'all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you so much, and happy evening to you guys as well, and very happy new year to anyone who won't be on console.
Well, thank you so much. I will. Looking around to see who's going to be here. Ops Plan raises her hand.
Also, happy new year to you guys, obviously.